John Thomas has always known he was a chef.
Started before high school, really. I went into the culinary field and went to the Technical Center in St. Augustine through their two-year program. Interned at the time at the Holiday Inn at Airport. Worked there for about a year and a half. I worked at the Jacksonville Jewish Community Center to learn about kosher cooking. That was an awesome experience. And I've worked in various restaurants throughout the town.
His mother became ill and John needed a job with better hours. He found an entry-level position at one of the area's prominent healthcare providers.
I started out medical records. Right now, I work in executive medicine. I set up appointments for patients from all around the world. I'm pretty busy.
But even if John had a 9-to-5 job and some holidays off, he never stopped cooking professionally.
People always wanted my food. Anything that I cooked, any food days, any family functions. And so it just went on from there. And they kept saying, man, you ought to open up a restaurant.
John's wife, Carol, also works in healthcare at a different company. John and Carol Thomas went to seminars about starting their own business.
Carol really pushed me. I said, look, if I ever went in business, I need for you to all be in, and I'm all in too. I wanted fun and would have to be something that I really like to do.
There wasn't any doubt that it was going to involve cooking. And John knew exactly what kind of food.
Down home, comfort food. I went through my mother's and my grandmother's recipes, and I started using them at every function. But I always told my mother that if I ever went in business and I used any of her recipes, I was not going to use them without her approval. She was always the biggest taste tester.
John and Carol Thomas started a bakery called Me, Myself, and Pies a year ago. And although he cooks his family's recipes, he's also trained to handle changing dietary demands.
We still do comfort food. Lots of butter, lots of sugar. But we also have foods for the diabetic and the gluten-free. And those are different recipes. When you're dealing with the diabetic, you have to cook with Splenda, different sugars. You have to go all natural. Your taste buds have to be really right on point. I'm very grateful for culinary school because they taught us those things. So to blend that in, it's a challenge, but it's fun.
The bakery is run from a commercial kitchen in Five Points in Jacksonville, although they sell most of what John cooks at the farmer's market in Fernandina Beach. Both John and his wife still have their jobs in healthcare. They're on track, though, with their own business plan.
We have ourselves on a 2.5-year plan, and within that 2.5-year plan, we'll know at that time where we should really be at. It's all about crunching numbers.
Some elements of success, though, have nothing to do with crunched numbers.
The thing that I've learned about myself is I'm really a chef deep down inside. I didn't know how much a perfectionist I was until I really started this business. I'm very hard on myself, but I did not know how structured I was until I started this business. Yeah, I can live with it. And Carol can too.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.